As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show. I am your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it is nice to be here on this wonderful Saturday afternoon, September 19th, the 19th of September already. And what a crazy month it has been. My gosh, windstorms, lightning storms, fires burning down our state, floods possibly. Let me tell you, are we in the beginning of the end? Are we seeing Armageddon happen right before our eyes, unfold right here in the state of Oregon? Sometimes it does feel that way. It's been an unusual ride, and we can chalk it up to 2020, right? I mean, 2020, the year that everything, just fell apart. Can we get a do-over? That's the question. Can we get a do-over? Because I don't think there's anybody that is happy about how this year has gone. And definitely there's been a lot of heartbreak. You know, over here, the West Coast has been burning. And thank God we had some of our prayers answered. And we've got a little bit of rain this last couple days. Talk about a lightning storm on Thursday night. Did you guys see that? Did you look out your window? I know you guys could not have missed the thunderclaps. It was probably one of the biggest thunder and lightning storms that I've witnessed over here in the Willamette Valley area in my lifetime, 40 years, that I can recall. It's probably one of the biggest storms for thunder and lightning that I've seen. It's just unusual. I mean, to get the rain that we got this last couple days, that just doesn't happen this time of the year. And I feel like it really was an answer to prayer. I mean, our state has been in peril conditions. And, I'm not just talking about Kate Brown. We know Kate Brown and the Democrats definitely have our state in peril conditions. But I'm talking about the travesty, the tragedy, the fires that have been burning across the West Coast and ravaging towns and destroying our communities, and the lives that have been lost, the homes that have been lost, the livelihoods that have been lost. That was the specific tragedy I was talking about. And it seemed like there was no end in sight. I mean, for weeks, we haven't been able to see. The smoke has been so thick. And it's just been awful seeing how many people in our state, how many of our friends and family and fellow citizens have been suffering. And I know so many people that were just praying for the weather to change, for the temperatures to cool down, for the wind to stop or shift directions, don't come from the east the way it had. And more than anything, praying for rain, which is a rarity in September, middle of September. And look what happened. You know, when we thought it couldn't get any worse, I feel like people's prayers were answered. And thank God we got that rain. Yes, it came with lightning. That was a little bit scary. We're keeping an eye on everything. I'm hoping that there was enough water that lightning didn't spark anything else up anywhere else. But it looks right now like it's going to be okay. That rain definitely did help to snuff out some of those fires. And it was just, in my opinion, an answer to prayer. So now we can talk all day long, and you guys know I have talked a little bit about the cause of those fires. And hopefully it's obvious to people right now that we need better forest management practices. You don't see the private lands burning up the way public lands are burning up. Let's face it, folks. If it's managed by the government, it's managed lousy. When it's managed by the government, you end up losing billions of dollars in resources and destroying people's lives and homes, entire communities, with all these trees that are getting burnt up by whatever you want to call it. Global warming, Mother Nature, Antifa. You know, at the end of the day, it's the same result. Am I right? It's timber that's needlessly burning because we have lousy practices. Because we've allowed the Democrats, the liberals, to get a foothold in the policies. And we've bought into their ridiculousness on what we need to do to have a healthy forest and protect our environment. And it goes against everything that we know to be true. I mean, what they want us to do, the way they want us to manage the forests out there, is not how you would manage your own personal property to make it look healthy and help it thrive and help it be more safe for your home that sits on that property. We need to get back to better forest management practices. We need to allow the timber industries, the loggers, the foresters to go in and do what they do best and help establish a sustainable, healthy, natural habitat. And we need to clean up all that underbrush. We need to do thinning and make sure that fodder isn't there for the next time there's a spark, that we don't lose everything. It is absolutely ridiculous what has happened here over the last 30, 40 years and the way they've crushed that industry, but more importantly, the way they've mismanaged our forests and created an opportunity for what we've seen happen this last 2 or 3 weeks to happen. These fires, they should not have ever taken off the way they did. The reason they did is because of poor forest management. Democratic policies. If you want more of that, if you want more of that to come in the future, well, don't change anything we've done here in Oregon. The Democrat leadership are really great at destroying this state and ruining lives and killing our economy. No need to change anything. If you want to protect our forest, if you want to protect our natural resources, if you want to have this state start to thrive economically, if you want to create jobs, if you want to make people have better livability, we need new leadership desperately in this state. We need to get rid of this governor. We need to get rid of the Democratic supermajority. Do you know that the Beechey Creek fire, my friends, started in mid-August, and it was reported by loggers. In fact, there was a company up there that said, hey, we got a little fire burning up here. We're keeping an eye on it. We've got the equipment right now. We can put it out if you want us to. We can put it out. It won't take more than a day. It's no big deal. Do you know that they were told to stand down? They were told, no, that's public lands. You have to stay off that. No, don't put that fire out. Stand down. And do you know that the government sat and watched that fire burn for weeks and weeks and weeks? And ultimately, when the conditions got just right, that's when it exploded and took out the entire canyon, took out Detroit, took out Mill City. That could have been put out, snuffed out by private industry weeks ago before it ever exploded and turned in to what it turned into. But our government said, stand down, do nothing. You don't have permission to go on that ground. And that's just one of many. This happens all over the place. It happens all the time. At the same time, the other canyons, the other fires that are going on in Oregon, there are similar stories, similar situations. Every single year, the government watch lightning strikes and watch these fires take off, and their attitude of do nothing until it's too late cost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of our natural resources. It's actually disgusting when you think about it. The reality is fire is big business for some people. Big business or job security. And that's the truth. We are watching people's livelihoods be ruined because some people are making money off of this. That's the God's honest truth. If you talk to anybody that's worked on some of these wildland fires and, you know, sit down and have an honest conversation with them, they can attest the way things are managed and how our resources are wasted and how they wait till the last minute to make a decision and how there's pissing matches between the different agencies. Is it state ground? Is it federal ground? Is it private ground? Who has jurisdiction over it? It's disgusting. Instead of just getting in there and getting the job done, they wait until it's too late, and it creates the issues that it's cost us so dearly this last month here in Oregon. It's time for a change. It's time for new leadership. This state is an amazing state, and managed the right way, we could be thriving. We could have one of the best industries in this country, and there's enough here for every Oregonian to be successful. But it can't happen under Democratic rule. It can't happen under Kate Brown's dictatorship. This woman is a vile, evil, vengeful woman. And if there's anything you guys have learned over this last couple weeks, it's that you cannot trust the government to come and help you do anything when you're in need. Hopefully that is loud and clear. We should always be advocating for less government, smaller government, because the reality is when you need them the most, they are not there. Let me tell you something. During this natural disaster, during this crisis here in Oregon, the government was not there to help the people. The government did nothing. The people that came to the aid, the people that assisted all these people that needed to be evacuated, the people that donated money and food and clothing and moved their animals, it was just average citizens that saw a need, that knew that people needed help, and they just went into action. They jumped into action and they did the right thing. They are the heroes of this story, and I hope to God it's eye-opening to everybody right now. You can't trust the government. You should not trust the Democrats. Kate Brown has had zero leadership during this crisis. She waited to the very last minute to call to declare an emergency. She never mobilized the guard the way she should have. She did not put resources where they needed to be. She did not create access to resources so they could adequately fight these fires and put these fires out. There is nothing about the way Kate Brown has managed these fires that have helped Oregon or the people that are suffering, the victims that have lost everything. I hope people open their eyes and understand you can't count on Kate Brown, you can't count on the Democrats, and you should never trust the government. You're on your own. Look to your neighbors if you need help, because they're the only ones that are going to be there. They are the heroes that help people get through this terrible time in Oregon. And thank God, through the power of prayer, we got a little bit of rain to hopefully start slowing some of this stuff down. That's really important. People need to get on with their lives. You know, how many hits can Oregonians keep taking? We've got the COVID shutting down our economy, destroying businesses daily, every single day here in Oregon with COVID. We have new businesses closed down forever because they just cannot continue under the red tape and the way their hands are tied and preventing them from being able to operate their business the way they need to make a profit. And it's all for nothing. Kate Brown is destroying this economy and killing business for nothing. Stick with us, my friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm glad you're with us here on this Saturday. Again, you can always follow the show on our Facebook page, Patriot Uprising Radio. That's on the Facebook page. And you can also email me if you want to. You can email me at mickey@kslm.news. So I like to get feedback from you guys. Make sure you like that Facebook page and share it with your friends. And let's just help get the word out about who we are and what we're doing and what we're talking about here. So right now, more than ever in this country, us patriots, we got to be ready. We got to be prepared. We got to be willing to join forces, stand shoulder to shoulder. We're going to have to stand up. It's becoming more evident every single day, regardless of what happens in the election, there's going to be a fight. I mean it, friends. We've tiptoed around this subject for so long, and I know people don't believe it, but we're already under attack. We're already under attack, and every day it gets closer to the election, those attacks are going to get more and more. They're going to increase. And after the election, regardless of whether Trump wins or Biden wins, there's going to be an explosion of violence, and it's going to be ugly. Mark my words, we are going to have to fight for this republic. This is not something that's going to be easy. It's not going to be, hey, we voted, congratulations. No, the fight's here, my friends, and you guys need to be prepared. So we need to get the word out. We need to get the patriots united. We need to start rallying. Now, I don't know exactly what that fight's going to look like, but I do know we have to be vigilant, and we need to prepare for anything and everything. You know what we need to do? We need to act like our president acts. Donald Trump is a fighter. The things that he has done for this nation, it's mind-boggling. The things he's done that people don't know about, the things he's done that he'll never get credit for, the things he's done that should be on the front page of the news and it should be the story of the year that has barely been mentioned, the way he continues to take blows day in and day out, the world seems against him at times, the media is against him 100%, the Democrats are relentless, yet the man gets up every day and he fights and he keeps making progress for this nation, for America, for the citizens. He loves this country, and that should be evident to everybody who has paid attention to what he's actually done and the way he has fought for you and I. I mean, we get tired in our day-to-day routine. This guy will travel to two or three states in one day and do rallies and speeches, and then he'll still get back to Washington, D.C., to the White House, and he'll sign a peace accord and orchestrate a peace treaty or a deal in the Middle East, something, I might add, that every president in the United States has tried to do for the last century, and none of them have come close. And Donald Trump, the president that they said was going to lead us into the next world war, the president that they said, can you imagine having that man have his finger on the nuclear button? The president that they said was the warmonger, this president just successfully signed the peace accord in the Middle East. It's amazing. Absolutely. Should he get the peace prize? Absolutely. 100%. Nobody deserves this more than he does. This is the biggest news in the world. Yet it's not being talked about. He's not getting credit for what he has accomplished. Nobody thought this was possible, but he saw an opportunity. He looked at it from a different angle, a different perspective, and he worked hard and he made it happen. And I'm telling you, my friends, what he's done, the impact it's going to have for the Middle East economically and improving their livelihoods, it's astronomical. The amount of lives that he saved will be in the millions. It is amazing that he accomplished this, and the world should be praising him. The world should be shocked and amazed, but they should be praising him because he got this done. I'm telling you, every president that has been on their agenda for the last century, nobody has come close. And Donald Trump, the womanizer, the doofus that doesn't have any experience being the president of the United States, doesn't have any experience in government whatsoever. You know, all the bad things that they say about him. Look at what he's accomplished and look at what he has done for this nation and look at what he has done for peace around the globe. This man will go down in history as the greatest president of the United States and one of the biggest influences for peace and leadership in the entire world. I know there's a lot of angry voices right now, and there's a lot of hatred and a lot of people spewing a lot of lies, and you're not getting a straight story from the media. But someday the smoke's going to clear, and people are going to tell stories about this president, and they're going to read about this president. And we, as patriots, need to make sure that happens. We need to make sure that we get to write the story, that we get to tell the truth. And that's why it's so important for us to fight for this nation, fight for this election, fight for this president, because we need to be the ones that write the history. So when the next generation's coming along and they're learning and they're reading, they're hearing the truth. They're hearing what President Trump did for this country and why America is better because of his actions. Stick with us, friends. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris. Good to be here with you on this fine Saturday afternoon, this fine damp Saturday. So thank God for the rain, snuffing out some of these fires. You know, it's mid-September. I'm not ready to give up my summer yet. I feel like COVID has stolen my summer. But we definitely did need that rain. So it's good that it's here, and it's good that we've got a little bit cooler temperatures on our plate right now. If you've been with me, you know I was just talking about Trump and his achievements and how great of a president, how great of a commander-in-chief he has really been for this country. And it's more and more evident every day that I believe that it's divine that he is our president right now and the things he's accomplished are divine. I mean, I was just talking to you guys about the peace accord he's got signed for the Middle East and how nobody thought that was possible, yet he did it. You know, the fact that he's our president, nobody thought that was possible. Nobody thought he could win, yet he did it. The way he's been attacked day in and day out from day one of his presidency, and he continues to push forward despite all the hate and the rhetoric and the media and the Democrats. and he pushes forward and works hard day in and day out for this nation, for this country. The things he has accomplished that we won't ever hear about, the things that he's accomplished that we know about that he's not getting the credit he deserves. The way he stood for religious freedom, the way he's defended Christianity, the way he's protected life. He has made a stronger stance than any president we have ever had. No president has made the stance to protect our values, to protect our religion, and protect life, and to defend this country the way President Donald Trump has. Yes, this man absolutely deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. As insignificant as that award is now, because they gave it to Barack Obama, and he absolutely did nothing. I think they issued that to him like 2 days after he was sworn in. He did nothing to deserve that. I mean, he was like, here's your president 1 week, and the next day he's getting the Nobel Peace Prize, and nobody knows what he did. I mean, seriously, they took the history of that. I don't how many years has that award been issued? How is it over a century? It's forever, right? I mean, and it went to some pretty amazing people that did some pretty amazing things. It went to people, by and large, that deserved every bit of it. Now, granted, throughout history, there's been a few times that they probably didn't get it right, but they completely bombed with Obama. Giving that to Obama? Are you kidding me? So, yeah, ever since then, it hasn't meant as much to anybody, I don't think. But, yeah, Donald Trump, he still deserves it. That man has done more for peace than any president in a long, long time. You know, he's the first president in forever that has not gotten us into some type of a war or a military conflict. Instead, he's kicking ass and taking names. He's killing the bad guys. He's stopping the terrorists. But at the same time, he's making peace. He's developing relationships that people thought were impossible. And more importantly, he's protecting our own borders, and he's bringing our troops home. He's bringing our troops home. So let's start doing what he's doing. He is fighting for you and I. It's time for us patriots to stand up and fight for him. Another example of him fighting for you and me. I mean, have you guys heard about the 1619 Project, right? You know, this crazy indoctrination that they got going on in our school systems and in our government agencies, and the way it's completely rewriting history, changing history, painting us in a different light. Trump this week, he started a 1776 commission. He did an amazing speech talking about a lot of the problems we face in this country right now, and problems like watching our Seattle and our Portland burn down because of this radical ideology. And he nailed it. He said this radical ideology is being taught in our schools. It's infiltrated all these areas where we educate our children, and it's put these crazy ideas in their head, these anti-American, unpatriotic ideas in their head. It's caused these kids to hate this country. And he nailed it. And he said, it's got to stop, and he is going to fight against it. And so he started a 1776 commission. And it's going to be in charge of starting to implement new teachings that are geared towards letting kids know, letting the students know real American history and instilling patriotism back into the curriculum. We don't need to be ashamed of who we are or where we came from. We need to be proud. We should be very proud. We are the greatest country in the world. And along the way, we have learned. And have we made mistakes in the past? Yeah. But we've learned from them, and we've moved on, and we've strived day in and day out to be better. And the 1776 Commission, I am so excited that finally a president has identified what a lot of the problem is, the reasons why we have these radical organizations that want to destroy this republic, the reasons why the Democrat Party has gotten so far to the left extreme because of the indoctrination that's been happening in our schools. And this president called it out. I mean, it was crystal clear, and he is fighting against it, and they are going to make sure that the curriculum changes and this rhetoric of anti-America, this crap, stops. Once again, another example of him fighting for this country, fighting for this nation, fighting for our values, our American values that we should embrace, protect, flaunt, and be proud of. It is absolutely amazing what he's done. There is so much going on in this world right now. So much going on. And without leadership like what he's given us, could you imagine where we would be? Could you imagine the things that we wouldn't know if Donald Trump wasn't elected? Look at the corruption in the government. Whether it's the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, the Congress, the Senate. Look at the corruption that was rampant in there under Democratic rule. The way all these people weaseled their way in, started pushing their own agendas, started getting rich off the backs of Americans. The law was definitely a double standard. The scale of justice was not balanced. If you're a Clinton, you could get away with whatever you want. If you're Obama, you could break the law. No questions asked. You name it, if you're a Democrat and if you're on the in crowd, you never had any consequences for your actions. It didn't matter who you hurt, what law you broke, how you got there. There was never any consequences. We've suspected stuff like this, but now we know for a fact because we have President Donald Trump that is taking on this fight. It might not go as fast as we want it to go. There's plenty of times that I've wished William Barr would speed things up, that the Justice Department would start making arrests, that Donald Trump would call people out publicly. We know he knows the truth. We know there is so much information he is sitting on that he is just biting his tongue, waiting to tell the American people about. But it's not the right time yet. And I'm very impatient and I want to hear that now. But trust me, he does have a strategy. He does know what he's doing. Like I said, look at everything he's already accomplished. So again, my friends, if we want to continue protecting this country, if we want to continue protecting our values, we need to engage. We need to be more active now than ever. We need to be more vigilant than we've ever been before. And it's time for us to start protecting our president. You might ask, how do we do that? It's easy. You first start defending your own personal values, your own personal beliefs. You first start exercising your rights, all of them. Get out and vote. Vote in bigger numbers than you've ever voted before. The little elections matter. Pay attention to your school board. Pay attention to your county commissioners. Pay attention to your city council. Make sure that every single election that takes place in your state this November has an overwhelming conservative win. We need to infiltrate every single organization, every single elected position. We need to take it over. We need to put our conservatives in there, people that are going to defend our rights, defend our values, protect everything that we hold dear, people that aren't afraid to fight. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm glad you're with me today on this fine, wet, soggy Saturday afternoon. Thank God the fires are getting under control. And guess what? We can breathe a little bit. The smoke has finally started to clear. The air quality, it's been up and down, up and down. But finally, the AQ index is at a point where it's stabilizing a little bit, and it's no longer hazardous. At least at the moment, it's no longer hazardous. I thought I was doing okay, but towards the end of this last few days, that smoke finally was getting to me, and I was definitely feeling the effects of it. I don't know if anybody else noticed, but I felt really drained. I mean, I was working my butt off, you know, delivering different hay and things like that to people that needed it. But I really had to motivate myself and push myself to accomplish what I accomplished. I didn't have that energy. I just felt really drained. And I was talking to some people about it, and they said that, and I didn't know this, but because we had that thick, dense cover of smoke, we weren't getting the sun, and it wasn't triggering our bodies to release that melatonin that gives us the energy that we need. So, it wasn't just in my head. It wasn't that I was coming down with something and I was just overly tired. It was the fact that with that smoke, we were not getting the sunlight, and it was chemically affecting us. So, I mean, that's what I was told. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but it made sense to me. I know enough about that stuff to understand that, yeah, that would make a little bit of a difference. But I thought that was interesting. So if you were feeling groggy the last couple of weeks and just a little bit drained, couldn't find that energy, just wanted to be inside and was just tired, that might be what it is. It could also be just depression because we live in Oregon and the Democrats are destroying this state and we have Governor Brown. Let me tell you, did you guys hear the Justice Department is actually, this is some good news, this might make you feel good, is actually looking into seeing how they can press charges on some of the elected officials and city managers that they feel like have been fostering the environment for these Antifa riots and the things that have been happening in Portland and other communities. The way that basically the mayor, Ted Wheeler, and the governor, Kate Brown, old Katie Brown, the way they have abandoned the voters, abandoned the citizens, and violated their oath of office to uphold the law and to protect people. And now the federal government's actually seeing what they can do, if there's charges that they can press on these people for creating this environment and fostering this and encouraging and supporting this type of illegal anti-American behavior that has damaged businesses and hurt people, and in some cases even cost lives. So I really hope that they go after these people, and I would love to see them behind bars because, yes, they are guilty, my friends. They have put us in this position. It could have been stopped. It should have been stopped on day one. The first time a crime was committed by these Antifa rioters, these BLM rioters, the very first crime that was committed, it should have been stopped. The consequence should have been swift and severe. And maybe it would have sent a message. But now we are well over 100 days of putting up with this crap. And yes, the officials need to be held accountable for what they've done to this state and for the hurt that they have caused people. So go get them, I say. If you need help rounding them up, I'll be the driver of that paddy wagon. I'll go in and I'll do their no-knock warrants and storm in and lock them up for you myself if you want me to. Just look me up if you need help. I'm there because I am all about making these people pay for what they did to the citizens of this state. It absolutely is criminal. So let's keep our fingers crossed that that happens. Another piece of news that's, I don't know how I say this exactly. I never make light of anybody dying. I don't care what political ideology they are, if they're Republican or Democrat, if I like them or if I don't like them. When somebody dies, it means that somebody lost a loved one, a friend. And it's always sad. It's definitely sad for some people. Now, I was not sad when Epstein died. You know, I think a pedophile needs to have a slow, painful, miserable death. But what I'm talking about is Justice Ginsburg, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She passed away on Friday, 87 years old. We know that she's been fighting cancer the last couple years, and she's been in and out of the courts health-wise. She just she put up a good fight, and she did her best to stay in there till a Democrat got elected president again, I think. But she has lost her battle with cancer, and cancer is a sad thing, and so many people lose that battle. And, you know, I feel for her. I respect the milestones that she achieved and the things she accomplished and what she did for women, her generation, the generation that she grew up in, and just where the country was at that time. She definitely broke ground, and very intelligent woman, completely on the opposite end of the political ideology that I am. I don't like the rulings that she made on the court. I disagree with a lot of the things that she did, but you can't take away her accomplishments and how she was a trailblazer, especially for a woman of her generation. So she's passed away. What does that mean? That means that Donald Trump gets to pick another justice. And this, my friends, is perhaps the most important reason that we needed Donald Trump as the president, because he's been placing very good justices, constitutional justices, on the courts. And now we have another one that he's going to get to select. And there's nothing the Democrats can say about it. Remember, the Congress doesn't have anything to do with this. This is all done by the appointment of the president and then the Senate. And so, yes, whoever he appoints, the Republicans are going to most likely put through. I have a feeling, because it is an election, you know, coming up in 40 days or so, I have a feeling that they might expedite this. And I think he might appoint somebody fairly quick. And the Senate might really push this through, possibly to get it done before the election. If they don't, remember, despite what happens in the election, as long as Republicans control the Senate, they have until January. President Trump is our president until January. So there is some time to get things done and get another justice sworn in. And again, I feel sorry for Ruth's family, and I feel sorry that a life was lost. But this is a blessing, my friends. This is another reason why, you know, I told my other buddy, this just tells me that everything about Donald Trump's presidency is divine. I mean, just the way the pieces are laying out, the things, the very unusual things that have happened. You know, somebody, a higher power, has got to have a hand in this. And I believe this timing of Ruth passing away and opening the door to get another justice in, another conservative justice, I believe that God had a hand in that as well. So, Ruth, you'll be missed by many. You accomplished a lot of amazing things in your life, in your career. God bless you for serving the way you served, and may you rest in peace. President Trump, let's get the show on the road, my friend. Let's find a justice that will serve this country many, many years and be a truly, truly powerful constitutional leader. And let's get this selection over with and get the process started, and let's get them in their seat ASAP. I can't stress how important that is. Thanks for being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.